Very nice. Tonight is a very special night because tonight is the yard site of Rabbi Yechezkel of Kuzmir. Yechezkel of Kuzmir was the grandfather of the first Mazar Tzedek. One thing that we focused on this year in this shir is Majus Chasidus, to try to understand a little bit of what the Rebbes were talking about, what they are talking about. So what Rav Ben does with his Nagunim, Next Thursday, we're going to have a tremendous chus of having Rav Judah Michelle Schlitter here. Sponsorships are still available. Sponsored by Aruch Hevra and the Happy Men in Hevra. His words of Torah are going to, please God, open up the wellsprings of thousands of Jews that he's inspired. I highly, highly recommend anyone who's Jewish to come. Wants to be able to be very inspired. He's so normal, but he's so real and so down to earth, but on the other hand, so inspiring. So Chesed of Kuzmir, and I didn't give you this on the sheets here, but he says an amazing Torah actually at next week's Parsha. But it really connects to this week's Parsha too. The Pasuk says, Allah Elay Ahara V'Heyesham. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to go up to the mountain, right, to go up to our Sinai, and you should be there. So the Divya Yisrael quotes his grandfather, Rabbi Chesed of Kuzmir, and he says, very simple, Alei Ahara, you should go up the mountain, V'Heyesham, and you'll be there. If you go up the mountain, then what?
You're there.
You're there. What's the pasuk telling me? Go up the mountain, and you should be there. So you know what he says? He says sometimes someone could be physically somewhere, but you're not there at all. Meaning you could be in Boca Raton Synagogue right now. Now you could be in the middle of whatever TNT game's on tonight, whatever. Or you could be at the Kotel, and you could be in Boca Raton. Or it could be in Boca Raton and be at the Kotel, singing Nachum and Nachum Rami. You feel like you're in Yerushalayim a little bit. So that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rav Chesed of Kuzmir, what does it mean to go up the mountain and be there? It means when a person's in places of Kedusha, in your life, in davening, in Torah, and Shabbos, don't just be there physically. Be there. Be present. Don't worry what's going to be here, what's going to be there. Be present. That's what I think the Koch of Rav Ben Nagunim and really Rav Judah really represents. They'll see it, please God, does Hashem. I don't want to overhype it, but they have this essence of his words of Torah, just to be able to be there, be present. The mom must be in full force. Sometimes it's hard. There's so many worries, you know, school, work, whatever. Maisa Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us certain times to be able to check in every day. If you go to page one, I think this is a good way to be able to get into exactly what Rav Chesed of Kuzmir was saying, to be present. So Pasuk says, I hope I'm not hurting anyone's eyesight over here, but I think it helps to learn a little in the dark. It's okay. The Pasuk says, Sheshes yam in tava v'asizah kol melachtecha. Right, yom ha'shvi'i la'Hashem lakecha. 6 days you shall work, and you should get all your work done. And the seventh day is going to be for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes Rashi, the Divrei Yisrael, first Masha to Rabbi. And he says that Keshetavo Shabbos Yeh Beinecha Ki'ilu Kol Malachtecha Asuya. When Shabbos comes, you should look like it as all your work is done. Doesn't matter about the patients. Doesn't, I mean, the patients are important.
Yeah.
But it means that they shouldn't worry you.
Yeah.
And then if you have a test on Sunday or Monday, no, it's done. You have a client? No, I'm not thinking about Shabbos. Shal Rashi says very pashut. Shalo tehara acher melacha. You're not thinking about work. Mine kasha kushas hasfar, mine kutz orchaim hakadosh on the kliyakar. Mau inyan had sivui sheshes yamim tavod. So what does this mean? Six days you shall work. Okay, so I understand that Rashi is explaining this pasuk, meaning on Shabbos you don't think about work. But right, so we're in this world for 6 days to work. Like, what's going on over here? What's the deeper pshat in sheshes yamim tavod? So I've never seen this idea before until this year. Baruch Hashem, today Hashem sent me a present over here. We'll say it outside and then we'll see it inside. He said, we know that the Gemara says in Tanis that Avoda Shebelev. Whenever the Pasuk or the Gemara talks about Avoda, it doesn't mean just work. What it means, work of the heart, which is what? What does the Gemara say? Zut Tefila. Avoda is work of the heart. Says the Majid to Rebbe, an amazing thing. He says, Sheshes yamim ta'avod. For 6 days you shall work. What does ta'avod mean? Ta'avod means, what's avoda? Avoda means to daven. It doesn't mean to work. 6 days a person should daven. Let's see it inside. V'yesh lomar. Ta'avod haynu avoda shebelev zu tefila. We know that Gemara says that avoda refers to daven. U'bal remez ela adam. How easy it is for a person to get lost in their thoughts and tefillah. This happens to me, I don't know about you, this happens to me always in Shimon Esrei. It means I could always have, I don't know, like you guys, the back of you have the best davening, you get to Shimon Esrei, it's like, you know, you're so excited to get to the Kotel, finally get to the Kotel, and you're like, no, where am I right here? I'm not at the Kotel right now. This is what I've experienced.
When you get to a certain thing, so you don't remember getting there.
He's like, what? Like, how did I get to Modim right now? God's name, Modim? I just started. Modim? So it says, Hainu kimo Shabbos. Hine ze kol odm shkesh tavo Shabbos afilu hu omi be'emsa ha'malacha posik v'ratz l'kabel Shabbos. Even if a person's busy at work, he runs the Shabbos. V'ena mahara achra malacha v'enav kilu kol malach tosuhini. And he looks at it as if it's all done. Kimo kin. Whoa. He says, what Shabbos is in time, tefillah is in space during the week for us. Shabbos, we're supposed to view everything is done. It's over. Whatever happened to clients in my school, in college, and whatever, it's over. But he says, we tap into a little bit of Shabbos when we daven. Actually, the Sefer Kuzari also brings this down. He says, what davening is in time, with davening is in action, Shabbos is in time. Be able to remove ourselves from the world. So l'maisa, every single time we daven, we sing a niggin, because that's davening, we know shir is gematria tefillah, you're actually tapping into a little bit of what? You're tapping into a little bit of Shabbos throughout the week. Tefillah is Shabbos. Shabbos is tefillah. That's what the puzzle means. Sheshes yamim ta'avod. 6 days you shall work. What's avoda? It's just daven vasita komachtecha. Rashi says vasita komachtecha Shabbos. Very good. What does it have to do with sheshes yamim tavo? No. They're talking about the same thing. You want to know the 6 days how to taste a little bit of Shabbos? Remove yourself from work. Dafka, and that's davening. Zeh v'perish. I saw this is such a beautiful pshat. Sheshes yamim tavo. Hainu avoda shvelev zut tefila. Right, the 6 days you should work. This refers to davening. Last paragraph vasita komachtecha. Perish Rashi. When Shabbos comes, you have to view like it's all done. When you're davening, don't think about your clients and don't think about your patients and your school and your principal and this and that. You're thinking about one thing, the Rabbono Shel Olam.
But let's say you want to ask Hashem
for something specific. Very good. I was waiting for someone to say that. So let's say a person wants to daven for those things. So beautiful. So I think what he's saying here, he says, don't not think about those things. Tafka, use those things, but make sure that those things aren't bothering you. They're not only they're not hindering you. You're gonna use them.
Right.
See, sometimes we have such problems throughout the week that we're not able to focus on Shmoneh Esrei because of them. But he's not saying not to think about them. He's saying to be able to think about them and make sure to use them in Shema Koleinu or in Refaenu or Baruch Aleinu. Elokein etzor. Don't let them hinder you. Don't let them hold you back. It's a good question. I wanted to clarify that. Excellent. He says he's not saying not to think about that. He's just saying make sure that those things don't hold you back. View it as if it's all done, meaning I'm talking to the Ribono Shel Olam. I don't know what's going to be, but it's not going to hold back or prevent my tefillah. Just like Shabbos, I go into Shabbos. I'm not, right? None of us would even have a half a minute to text a client on Shabbos. So the same way we wouldn't have a half a minute to text a client on Shabbos,
yeah,
shouldn't have a half a minute to think about something else during davening. It's very much easier said than done, Taka.
It's called you get yourself in the zone.
Get in the zone, auto zone. Get yourself in the zone. That's a commercial.
Get yourself in the zone. You just find yourself. Yep. Whatever is going to be happening in the hospital, and the patient.
Exactly.
Can wait 5 minutes.
Exactly.
But not that important.
Listen, it's much easier said than done. But I think it's. I think Chash Baruch Hu put us in this world just for 6 days and Shabbos it's over. No. We tapped in the little Shabbos every single time we daven.
Just like you're not supposed to do malacha.
Oh.
You're not supposed to think malacha.
I mean, think malacha.
Think malacha meaning ask Hashem during Shemoneh Esrei, like.
You can ask Hashem anything during Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah, but just like you're not supposed to do malacha on Shabbos.
You can ask him even to parnasa. I mean, you can ask him.
That's not malacha.
I know it's not malacha, but.
That's asking Hashem.
I don't know. I would put that under the category of like Shabbos. Like, that's not a word. Like, don't. Like, you don't even have to ask. Like,
right, I mean, the Maisa, I think it's Josh. So Rajah said, the Maisa, he said, you say, no, that if something's important to you, then it's important to the Ribono Shel Olam. But make sure, just because it's important, it shouldn't hold you back. It should only help you be able to help you refocus yourself. As soon as it starts taking you away and you start worrying, then you know it's the Klipa, it's the Yitzhahara, it's the Malik, it's the Satan, it's the Cha'acha. Happens all the time during Shemoneh Esrei. Always. So the Maisa, what do we do? So there's a vort from the base of Rome. I didn't give it to you, but I gave it to my 8th graders early in the year. Pasuk says, "Vaschana al Hashem be'isah ilaymor." Moshe says, "Right here, you were talking about Shabbos Nachma, so I think you had a little Ruach HaKodesh. Shabbos Nachma always falls out of Vaschana, always 99% of the year time. Vaschana al Hashem be'isah ilaymor. I daven to Hashem that at the time saying, says the base of Rome of Slonim. Vaschana is actually two words. Vav eschana. 6 days I daven." That ba'esahi lemor, that on Shabbos I should be zocha to daven. Vav eschanan, right? Eschanan is one word, but we're getting a little Hasidic here. It's not pasha pshat. Don't throw any stones, okay? Vav eschanan, I daven 6 days. That ba'esahi lemor, that I should be able to zocha to be able to experience Shabbos. I think the pshat is that we have to prepare ourselves, just like we prepare ourselves for Shabbos. We also have to prepare ourselves a little bit for tefillah. We don't just run into Marv and say beurachon yichaperavon. Take 10 seconds. No one's saying we have to be like Hasidim Arishonim taking Yishal Achas. Like the Mishnah says in the beginning of the 5th parak of Brachos, Hashem achas for us, maybe it's just 5 seconds. Okay. Hashem, help me daven. Hashem, help me be present. Hashem, help me refocus. That's Pasha. I think that's how we be a little more Shabbistic a little bit during the week. You go to page 2 over here. So you know, how are we doing on time? It's beautiful. Baruch Hashem, we added a few more minutes so we could get into the Torah. So the Yisra Bracha, which is the great-grandson of Yechazkel of Kashmir, I did a little research now. It took me until February to realize the whole lineage, but we did it, Baruch Hashem. The pasuk says in the Parsha, the Chol Ha'am Roam Es HaKolos. And the whole nation, they heard the sounds. They heard those sounds.
Yeah.
Maybe not those sounds, but other sounds. They heard the sounds.
Who knows what's going on?
He says, Pam Achas, one time on Shavuos, Pachas, he says, the Rebbe of Zvalin, the Omer, he said this pshat, Ksiv, v'chol am ro'um esakolos, ha'iroi lomar v'chol am ro'u esakolos, loshen aver. What does it mean, v'chol am ro'im esakolos? Ro'im is loshen hove. We're getting a little dictuk here. I failed my first semester in YU. I got a C- in Hebrew 1205. Took a semester off, just needed a little break. And then 1206, I came back the next spring, fall. Baruch Hashem, I didn't get a C. I was never a big, but it should say the whole nation, right? They saw what's Ro'im. They are seeing the kolos. That's a good shot, no? We're going to see this on Shabbos. So, it's a very famous pasuk. We say it all the time. So he said, you know what he says? He says the Torah wasn't just given on Shavuos 3,000 years ago. Torah was given every single day. So what does it mean, b'chol amrom as a kolos? It means every day a person should be zochet to be able to hear the kolos, to hear the Torah. Look inside over here, page 2, the second paragraph. Ela ha-Torah hi hove, v'nitzles b'chol zman. The Torah is forever, it's eternal, for all time. Uv yomat and Torah, mis'oirer osa ha-shefa ha-ruchnis la-chafotzim b'kirvas Hashem ha-mis'al ha-mikdusha. Ruchnius was given to anyone who wanted to be closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, was given in them in holiness. Rom Margishim Gam Achshav Es Hakolos Shel Matan Torah. Zeh Shekosuv Cholam Roim Lashon Hoveh. So you know what Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying in Matan Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, don't think that Matan Torah is a historical event. Matan Torah happens every single day, and the ultimate Matan Torah happens on Shabbos Matan Torah and Parshas Vaaschanan. Oh, very good. Maybe that's why we're talking about Nachamu, because the Aser Sadibros was put in Yisro and in Vaaschanan. And we know what Purim is. Purim, there's a Kabbalah Satorah on Purim, and obviously Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah. So I thought this is just very, very pasha. Davening to be present. When we're davening, you're in Shabbos, and when you're learning Torah, you're in Shabbos throughout the week. What, Kadosh Baruch Hu just throws us to the wolves and says, "Okay, go be with your iPhone the whole week"? No. You can be present. Veheyesham, davening, learning. But not just learning, for intellectual and gymnastics. Mm. You're in the sugya, you're in it. You're here. You're present. And I think this actually connects very much to the Yom HaKodesh HaBa'alein LeTova, 26 days, 27 days to what Purim. We're not preparing for Purim, then Nagunim Chasidus here already after Tu B'Shvat, then we're not a good enough Nagunim Chasidus Chever. But Baruch Hashem, I think everyone here is at least now it's on our minds. So if you look at page 3 of Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, he's a big Rav in Eretz Yisrael. He's also a Mekubal, if you hold of that Torah. But his Sfarim are on the Tiva Moadim, Tiva Mamuna, Tiva Purim. They're so beautiful. So he quotes you the Gemara that says in Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rava, look in the top of the page, Leka de Yada Lishna Bisha Kahaman. Haman, there was no one greater that said Lashon Hara greater than Haman. Haman is a big Baal Lashon Hara. He goes on the rest of the Gemara. Amar le yeshno mi Lashon yeshene mina mitzvos. I don't know, we'll go through the whole Gemara. We don't have so much time now. What does it mean that they're sleeping? It means they were sleeping from their mitzvos. So look at the second paragraph. He says, yeshnu amecha mi Lashon yashon. Ha'am hazeh yoshe. So what was Haman really, what was the Lashon Hara you saying in Klal Yisrael? He wasn't saying that they were doing bad sins. He wasn't saying that they came to the Suda, right? What does Gemara say? That they came to the Suda that they were Nene from the Russia, that he was celebrating that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't being destroyed. And there was Gila Arias there.
Using the
Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash. Haman didn't say that. We know what he said? He said they're sleeping from their mitzvos. If you're the Satan, if you're the Mekatrik, and you tell the king of the world, you want to get the Jews to be on the bad side, you say, like, look at these terrible things. Not what Haman does. What does Haman do? He says, look at their mitzvos. They're sleeping in their mitzvos. They're not present in their davening. They're not present in their learning. They're just going through the motions. Shachris min chamarv. Shachris min chamarv. Daf yomi. Move. Daf yomi is a beautiful thing. Beautiful. But that's really what we're in this world, just to go. Checklist. I'm giving, and if anyone thinks I'm giving mussar, the only person I'm giving mussar is myself. Because this happens to me all the time. This is what Haman said. Haman didn't tell Achashverosh about all the sins we're doing. He was saying, look at their mitzvos. They're sleeping in their mitzvos. They're in the Beis Midrash, but they're falling asleep. That's what it means, yashan. They were sleeping mamash in their mitzvos. Weinberger, my Rebbe, Moshe Weinberger, Shlita, I'll be there, hopefully, please God, I'll be with him next Shabbos.
Where?
In New York. He's coming back to New York. So I was so upset I was going to be with Shlomo. I was so upset I'm not going to be with Judah. Mm. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, don't worry, you're going to be with your Rebbe in Windmere. Please God, we shall be together in Yerushalayim. You won't have to leave Yerushalayim. Listen to the story. It's a very Yonah Diomedic, and then we'll sing a niggun. Tune again or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if the story is true. Just from what I heard from my friends. He said that one time the shul in Woodmere, he has a shul named Yish Kodesh, and it's on Woodmere Boulevard. Baruch Hashem, they've had the shul for like over 25 years. Dan Hara, he's now the Mashpia in NYU. We're trying to get him very much to come here. We have to dive in a little harder. What happened was someone in the shul, I don't know why, how it got back to Vladimir, they were having a Super Bowl party. I don't know if it was like the BRS Men's Club, mm-hmm. This whole Super Bowl extravaganza menu, Lamaisa, but whatever it was, it's crazy. Nah, Gvald. Jews can eat good. It's Gvald.
For so cheap.
For so cheap?
Yeah.
So Weinberger shows up to the game. Shows up to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure. I think it's one of the Giants won. I think maybe
that was
the first
a day spitting.
Catch.
So what happened was, the Tyree catch, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think he get there at halftime. And he stayed there to the end. Everyone was like shocked. Like, they're talking about like very special person. Tzaddik. Everyone we just said, Rav Judah, Shlomo Katz, everyone's Rebbe is Rav Weinberger. He's staying at the game. So what happened was, until the game was over, until 2 minutes left, everyone was so excited, the Giants making their comeback, whatever. Weinberger goes to the TV and shuts it off. And he says, when was the last time that your children saw you so excited about your davening and your learning? I'm not sure if he turned it back on. Hopefully he did. Hopefully he turned it back on and they saw Plaxico Burress. Then maybe the next year they saw Plaxico shoot himself, whatever. Anyone is holding in that. But Plaxico maybe had a little bit of a hangover when he catched that touchdown.
Yeah.
The Meister Vine was 100% right. How many of us were so excited, including myself? You know, when Alabama won, I was like, so excited. But like, well, I'm learning Gemara tonight. Am I doing it with the same fire? I'm telling myself 100% not. That's the vote, I truly believe, of what Haman was trying to tell Klal Yisrael, telling really Mimikachik us, is they do mitzvahs. But they're doing it, they're sleepwalking. So Hashem should bless us. We should be zochah to be like Rav Chisko of Kushmir, to be present. Present in our davening, present in our learning. When we daven, we're tapping into Shabbos. When we're learning, we're tapping into Matan Torah. Not Matan Torah as a historical event, but we're tapping into Torah going in right now. And L'maisa, to be able to fight off the Haman inside of us, is telling us to sleep away in our Torah. To sleep in our mitzvahs. No, we fight back with energy, with fire, with negunim, with chassidus, with little pnimius. And if we do that, we'll be zocher mitzvah Hashem to have la Yehuda ma'is aura as Hashem Yishlam Yer Kodesh.
Yeah.
Come on up, y'all.